Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We'll get some phone calls in the mix. This topic is inspired, admittedly, from trash reality TV.
Which you've never seen.
I know of Love is Blind. Yeah. It's not one that Kelsey watches, so I don't even get dragged into much of it. But I know the concept. They meet in the pods.
Yep.
Then they meet in real life. It's a very fast track to the altar. And at the altar, Sarah, the woman in the clip we played, said, I just wasn't compatible with him on Black Lives Matter and our religious beliefs, and his church was more traditional. And Heather, my understanding is her sister is gay.
Yes.
So there were some clear compatibility issues. And I just wondered, because it was a big conversation on social media, is that a sticking point?
But she chose to get engaged to him, and that was all a conversation she had in the pods with him.
Yeah.
They were well aware of each other's differences.
Sure.
But also, he just, throughout the show, never really showed an interest in any of these social issues. He always said, like, sure, I support you. Like, I'm cool with all of this, but he never had, like, opinions on anything. And she started to get a little over the top because that's all she talked about.
Sure.
Which these social issues. Girl. Okay.
We get it.
Okay, I get it.
And do something about it then. And she did. And people, I've saw people saying, conservatives saying, bullet dodge for this guy. I've seen liberals saying, good for her for sticking to her guns.
Yeah.
We want to open the conversation up to you guys, because some of you, many of you, are married to someone who votes differently than you or has a different religious background than you do. But I think more and more, maybe it's to the detriment of society. You could make that case if you'd like. But I think more and more people are saying, no, I want someone compatible with me on the basic level of, hey, I can't be with someone who voted for him or her or that or this when it comes to their life partner. I'm more understanding of, hey, friends are different. But for my life partner, Kelsey and I are on the same page with religion and politics. And I think that's healthier for our relationship.
I think it makes it easier.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. But I also think there are some things, just out of respect for somebody that you love. Mm-hmm. Now the question is, if they have these different opinions, can you love somebody like that? And I think the answer is yes, but how willing are you to work with that individual through these difficult things? And if they are going into it thinking, or you are, I can change this person.
Oh no, don't do that.
That's where you get into a major issue.
Well, and that may have been some of the conflict with Ben was his name, and Sarah, is that, well, he was kind of an empty vessel. She's like, oh, I can shape him, and then realized, oh no, we are just not going to be compatible.
And she wasn't the only one on the show that ultimately said they weren't going to get married. There was another woman, wasn't the whole issue, but politics really played into her decision as well. So she wasn't the only one on the show that said no.
Oh, I think this is an absolute trend. I mean, dating apps have you list your choice if you want to, your religious and voting preferences. And you can pre-screen before you even sit down at a date.
Sure.
So I think one X factor, you said something, Jim, that just things can change too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, just because you and Kelsey have the same religious views right now, it doesn't mean that's going to be the same.
Yeah. Or it political doesn't. Views. I mean, there's room to disagree.
Political views have changed over 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the vitriol and hatred and people get so wrapped into it, yes, consumed. To me, that's a red flag.
It can become people's entire personality. Yes, yeah. Yes.
And as far as the sports thing goes, like, there's, I couldn't be with a Wolverine fan that if there was a woman version of Rieger and it was a Wolverine fan, I couldn't tolerate that.
Hold on, that might be because it's a woman version of Rieger.
I'm just saying, if there was a voice issue, hardcore Michigan fan that said the stuff that Rieger said, I couldn't live with that. I'd be beside my. I mean, you're living in. I mean, whatever.
Tell us what you really think of Jeff Rieger. Let's get to the phones. 248.
I love Jeff.
I know.
I just couldn't marry.
Just don't want to marry him.
Just want a woman version.
Same.
Exactly.
I think we're all on the same page. We wouldn't marry Jeff Rieger. No. Would you marry Jeff Rieger? 248. No, we got a bunch of calls on this, and we'll try to have a thoughtful conversation. Craig, you're up first. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
So my cousin, his in-laws are actually divorcing because of political views and of the last election. They have been bickering, apparently, from what I've heard, a couple years now, and they've been married 35, 40 years. And just due to the last election, it was kind of, you know, one is 100% supporting this person, the other one was the other way. They just, you know, headbutted every day, and they just finally said, you know what, let's just go our separate ways.
Wow.
After 35 or 40 years?
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't want to name the person.
No,
but,
no. We don't need to do that.
No, well, just the president that's been running for a while, the one person been voting for him for a while, and every time it was the other person was the exact opposite. Right. Why would you pick this person?
How
why,
could you?
Why?
Whatever.
Just,
yeah.
Yeah. And then it was...
It drove a wedge.
Okay. Yep.
Huh. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I think. Yeah. But we've heard stories, right? You've seen people,
sure,
ostracize family over it, right?
Oh yeah.
It's ended friendships. It's, and that's where I also think, what is different now than when they got married? They probably had different political views at that time. Maybe not as polarizing as it is now.
Well, and is it more in your face now with social media?
That's what I'm. Yeah. I think that's the big difference. Is it's much more in your face. And again, I don't care if it's one side or the other, but the news has driven this wedge as well.
Oh, absolutely. I'll give you an example. When I was younger, I remember asking my dad after an election, who'd you vote for? Mm-hmm. He said, you don't ask people.
Yes.
He was very private, right, with what he did. Now, I feel like everybody kind of sizes up their friends or family and makes
it. So crazy. Yeah. I grew up in a household just like you. Like, I'd go with my parents to vote, but it was never like, you don't talk about it. You go and you vote. I remember one time years ago, I was working at an auto show and a random person came up to me, shook my hand and asked me who I voted for. And I was just like taken aback because I'm like, this is what we're doing now. And now, of course, everyone is very vocal. But I grew up. It was just not something that was so talked about.
Texter says Sage Steele and her ex-husband got a divorce because of the 2016 election. So we've seen high profile situations like this. Ticket Texter says, my wife and I have been happily married for 25 years. We've canceled each other out in every single election except the last one, Jody and Romeo. So some people make it work. Let's get to Evan in Plymouth. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just wanted to know if John goes on date one with his now wife, and she said, you know what I really hate? I hate tailgating. I hate hunting, and I hate sports. I will not be around for those activities. I will not make snacks for those activities, and we will fight about it every time. What happens next?
So it's interesting. It's not going to be a deal breaker for me because my wife has never been around hunters. She's never been around anybody that's owned a gun. She has never been a fisherman, and she doesn't want to see me fillet fish. She doesn't want to see me gut a deer. She doesn't want to even eat venison. And we are able to make it work. She accepts that about me, and I accept that about her.
That's awesome. I do think that, like, love is not enough for a long-term marriage. Like, you got to have that as a baseline. But if you can't have serious conversations about how you deal with your in-laws and how you deal with money and finances and kids and raising them, you can't have those deeper conversations beyond, hey, I like you and I care about you. It's going to be tough to make it last. And when you get stuff in politics today, like I wouldn't break up with somebody because they had a different view on tax code nature or the logistical administration of healthcare. But I think there's pretty clear kind of statistical evidence that the police have negative interactions with marginalized people pretty consistently, and that's either accidental or on purpose. And either way, do you want the military branch, the civilian military branch of the government, to not have consistently at least neutral interactions with demographic groups? Like, it gets a little more tight when we're talking about, like, blood on the floor.
With social issues, you're saying, Evan. And I would tell you, for him to have no opinion...
I'm not talking about social issues. I'm talking about cash and, like,
well, no, I think
lives.
Yeah, no, but I think these are social issues. I mean, I'm not fighting with you, Evan.
Obviously, so you're not getting married.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think a lot of people, maybe it's just my gut reaction. I don't mean to put stuff on you, but when I hear people say social issues, it feels...
I don't say that to minimize it, Evan. No, I don't say that to minimize it at all. And what I would say is the show took place in Minnesota, Minneapolis, where George Floyd was killed. So that's kind of what she was a little more irked about, the woman in the show, is like, how do you have no opinion? Like, we may disagree. Right. It's a nuanced issue. You may be in favor of police reform, you know, what? But to have no opinion and be kind of an empty head, or worse, to have a controversial opinion.
And not voice
and
it.
And not voice it. She's like, I can't be married to that person.
So I get that. If you're just an individual that just can't form an opinion, like, you're just not a very interesting person to begin with.
Not at all.
Yeah.
But I do think it becomes more complicated when you have, whether it's religion or politics, different views from your spouse, your significant other, when it comes to raising kids.
Oh, that's another huge one. Do you want kids? How many? How do you want to raise them? Are you raising them Catholic? Are you raising them Jewish? Are you raising them atheist? How are you going to raise your family?
I think that is, I mean, yes.
Schooling, private school, public school.
That might be the one thing that might actually end something quicker than anything else. Do you want kids? Yes. Oh, I never wanted kids.
Bye.
I think that one is a very tough one.
But even Heather and Colin changed on that. Like, I think that the factor of change in this, I brought it up once, I'll say it again. You just don't know.
We
evolve as...
I agree.
Yes. And in the beginning, Colin, I think, always wanted kids, and I always said no. And it was, okay, there's a lot of other things about you and our relationship that I love, and I'm willing to do that. And then guess what? Down the road, he said, I don't want kids either. And then down the road, we both were like, yeah, you know what? We do want kids. So you do evolve and you change and your opinions change.
I know a lot of people who left the Catholic Church for other churches. It's like, you don't think that's going to happen until you do it, right?
Well, I mean,
those are humongous decisions.
And even on the political vein, this state, Michigan, is kind of a purple state, right? It's voted red. It's voted blue. It's voted red. It's voted blue. That happens with people who vote red one time and blue one time. I mean, people's political opinions may have changed from 76 to 96 to 2016 to 2026. So, but it does create the situation where if you've been with them and you've seen that evolve, and are you growing apart? Or are you growing together? And we've seen it where both take place.
Well, that's the part. That's the thing, is that they can diverge also away from one another.
Yeah.
If you're talking about, I was married to this person, now he became engrossed in conspiracy theories, and this is causing a strain and a difficulty in our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
We got phone calls, we got ticket texts, we got Heather's news, and yes, we have a lot of sports on the docket today. Bear with us. 7:35, John has teed up three Tigers. Last chance for these Tigers. Who do you believe in most? And a Lions conversation at 7:50. Lessons learned. It's 97.1.
Hey, if you want to get a great workout, Planet Fitness is a place to do it. And it's even better right now because for $1 down, if you join, you can get your first month free of their premium membership. That is the Black Card. What it gives you access to is the Black Card Spa, where you have hydro massage, tanning. You get all of the different things that you can utilize to recover from a workout, to prepare for a workout. You also have unlimited guest privileges, and you can go to any location. You're not locked into the one that's closest to home. Maybe you want to go to the one that's closest to work, or if you're traveling, you can go to any different location. Here's the thing. No matter when you walk in, they're welcoming at the front desk. It's a clean environment, and it's where you can work on your fitness. You can accomplish all your fitness goals. I've told you my goals before. My easy goal right now is not to get ready for the NFL anymore. It is to simply be able to play with my kids. And everyone's goal is going to be a little bit different. Find out what your motivation is. Find your nearest Planet Fitness and make it happen. You can do that, as I try and figure it out where it is, at your nearest club. You can join today in club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet. That's Planet Fitness.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ticket Texture says, I'll sign this one for you guys. My wife and I are political opposites. We've agreed that we just don't discuss politics. There's some issues, even though, that we do find middle ground on. Mark in Fenton. Why are we talking about this today? It's a viral clip from Love is Blind where Sarah walks away from Ben at the altar because of differences on church, traditional versus, you know, LGBTQ issues. Black Lives Matter, they were in Minneapolis. He had no opinion. She found that to be odd that he wouldn't have an opinion whether she agreed with him or not. And she decided to walk away at the altar. And I think this is a trend more now, younger people, where they'll screen someone out right away. We've seen marriages in the last 5-10 years fizzle out because of some pretty core fundamental issues that maybe people just kind of accepted previously. And we've asked you guys to weigh in on it. We have a ton of sports to talk about. Tigers at 7:35, Lions before the hours end. Let's get to Kent in Ohio. You're on 97.1.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, first of all, I'm actually tripping that this is a topic for the show. Only because, like, my wife and I, I'm Southern Baptist. She's Catholic. We've been together for 37 years. We've made it work. It's been challenging. We got 6 kids together, all 6 by between me and her. and we raise them all Catholic because I can deal with something like that. But the same token, when we get home, I would teach them some things that I think are flawed with what the priest was saying. And it worked. And as my kids have gotten older, I mean, my last child is a senior in high school. They're basically all grown. Three of them are no longer Catholic. They've become Southern Baptists. Not because I pushed them that way.
They made their choice.
Because that's just, how they're like, because I don't believe in pushing my kids anyway. It's their life.
Yeah.
Do what you do. You are responsible for your life. I am up until 18, but now you are. My thing is, you know what's funny? You know what me and my wife argue about the most? Is reality stinking TV.
Yes.
That's funny.
I don't understand it. I think that is one of the biggest problems with our society today is reality TV.
It's
really
mindless.
Kent,
I hear you.
Well, and Kent,
I wish you would go away, but and if people like it.
And I applaud you for empowering your kids to be able to make their own decision. As a parent, that is something that I think we all strive to is, hey, we're going to give you the information. We're going to tell you what we believe in, but ultimately, when you're an adult, you're going to have to make your own decision. You're going to be living your own life. You know where we stand individually and together. Now it is up to you to take that information, do with it what you want, and make your own decisions.
Not got a couple quick phone calls. We do have Mean Dean in Milford hanging on.
Oh boy.
I'll make him wait just a little longer. Matt, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Good.
Good. So I'm 22. I'm probably, you know, the younger people that call on this show. I listen to you guys every morning. I actually finished the show yesterday and saw the clip and everything like that. I definitely say, like, the biggest problem, like, you know, with my generation is that a lot of us, you know, we do look at that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a lot of friends that swing right. I don't really have a lot of friends that swing left. You know what I'm saying? So it's more so on the factor that, like, you know, politics does impact the average every single day person. And I think, like, the biggest thing with my generation is that, you know, people want to only date people who are, you know, this type of way, like Catholic, Republican. Like, it really doesn't matter. It takes a really big toll, like, on my generation when it does come to that. I'd say regardless with the show, I don't, like, regardless of what Ben's, you know, political views or, like, religious views were, you know, he did love the girl at the end of the day for who she was, regardless of, you know, like, where she stood. And I feel like that, like, is a sign of love, because I feel like, you know, you could be any switch type of way and, like, you could still love that person for who they are. I just feel like, you know, she was a little too, like, combative with, like, her stance on everything, and now he was just kind of, like, being a good listener.
Well, not having all of the context.
You didn't watch the whole season?
Huh.
I know the answer.
I had to ask you what the total premise of the show was. I, too, am not a huge fan of reality TV. Sports is reality TV. That's the only reality TV I really watch.
Well, is it really reality? I mean, the show is edited.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
And they're prompted to say...
Oh, I thought you were asking if sports is...
No,
yes.
I meant reality TV. Like, a lot of it is...
Heather was going to tell us all pro sports are scripted. I was going, oh, boy, here we go.
Heather Park, the NFL is rigged.
No, I meant not sports.
Yeah.
But it's edited to make so-and-so look a certain way. They're prompting you to say certain things. I don't know if they feed you lines. I'm not saying that, but it's not really reality. It's not reality at all. Dating in pods?
No, none of that. None of that's real to your point.
Yeah, but if you're, I mean, I guess the whole thing is, how much are you willing to accept of differences? And if you're not willing to accept the differences of anyone else, that's why our country has become so much more polarized. We're not willing to... You can't just buy into one side and say, I believe everything. No matter what they do, what they say, I'm going to believe in this. There are things that you can compromise on. It's an unbelievable concept, I know.
But you're right. It's poison is what it is.
Yeah.
Because you adopt some ideologies, you shouldn't accept all that a party or a candidate or a person subscribes to. We shouldn't put people and lump them into monoliths, like, oh, everybody thinks the same. I get what you're saying. It can be very poisonous. Dean.
Let's do it.
Dean in Milford. Dean, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I'm not sure if my political affiliation is up there in any way, but I'm assuming by the moniker I've been given that it may lean a certain way that you all may think. But if any individual is incapable of continuing a relationship with you in any way, whether that you guys were married for 30 years, friends for 40 years, whatever it may be. If they're unable to continue a relationship of any kind with you, it's because they're mentally immature. They're emotionally they're completely irrational when it comes to their emotions, and you should be happy that they're choosing not to be in your life. I've never understood, like, people didn't start hating people until the day that you vote. Like, I don't understand how a check on a piece of paper dictates whether or not you like someone, because that doesn't say exactly who they are as a person. In America, we're given two choices. Yeah, you can talk about the Green Party, blah, blah, blah. But you have two choices. You have to pick. So I'm automatically going to hate you for the 5 minutes it took you to put a check in a box. Because of that, it makes no sense. I was going to keep all that.
Well,
to myself.
I hope you put more than five. Well, Dean, I would hope you put more than 5 minutes of thought into who you vote for.
I'm talking about the act.
Oh, okay.
The actual act itself is less than 5 minutes, depending on how long your line is. That's why I'm saying it needs to be like. Relationships need to be based on who you are as a person, not the 5 minute box checking that you take. And the reality of it is that people are getting so mad at each other because reality TV sucks. It's the dumbest thing in the world. I only know anything about the show that you're talking about because of my fiance. And from that season with this lady, only one couple actually stayed together. Mm-hmm. All the rest of them ended up splitting up simply because of this political crap.
I don't want to bury the lead here. You found someone who'll marry you? Congratulations.
The most shocking thing in the world. I'll tell you right now, she's the most amazing in the world because she unapologetically allows me to be me. We've been kicked off of planes. Been a whole bunch of different things, and she just goes along with it because I am who I am, and it's not just a radio thing for me.
Dean, what did you do to get kicked off a plane?
Yeah, that's a great follow-up.
I mean, do you want me to keep doing this, or do you want to sidetrack to getting kicked off the plane?
I want to go sidetrack to getting kicked off the plane. I want to know what it took.
So basically what it was is for the job that I have, at the time that this happened, I was traveling literally two or three times a month. So I know my luggage size. I know the airline. Well, when I was getting on, they're like, hey, we overbooked. You're going to have to check your bag. I was like, hey, your inability to actually put a flight together and put people on it isn't my problem. So I'm going to go ahead and take my check bag. And they're like, oh, it won't fit. I went, guarantee it's going to fit because I know, like, I've been traveling with you guys for over 2 years, two to three times a month. I know that. No, sir. I was like, listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to my seat, and if my bag doesn't fit, then I'll check my bag. If it does fit, you leave me alone, and we all know that I'm right. Well, the people outside agreed with that, but we were a little loud with each other in the little walkway to the plane. And so 5 minutes later, I'm already checking my bag. Wild thing, above my seat, there was an open spot for my bag. So shocking how that worked.
You were right, Dean.
Well, we're getting ready to push off the gate. And one of the stewardess come up to me and she's like, excuse me, sir, are we going to have a problem? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I've been sitting here and I haven't said a word to anyone. She's like, I saw your little fiasco. And I'm like, oh, that's adorable. So you thought it was a good idea to come to the guy that had an issue with a bunch of idiots before he got on the plane, and you chose to be the idiot on the plane to come and try to piss the dude off before you take off. She's like, excuse me? I was like, tell me how it makes sense that you want to come and annoy me when the entire problem's been solved.
Dean.
And she just looked at me. Yes.
This is incredible. We are running out of time.
I can make it real quick as to why I got kicked off.
Yeah.
Oh,
that wasn't it?
And she says, hold on, though. For Delta Airlines, they call their security red coats. And she's like, do I have to go get the red coats?
The red coats are coming.
If the red coats are coming, is it 1776?
Paul Revere on this plane. Oh, my God. Dean.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for being you and the character you are. And I think the lesson in all of this is if that man can
find... The red coats are coming.
John, if that man can find love, everybody can.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
It's 97.1.
Hey, this week, FanDuel is bringing you a Dog of the Day Profit Boost token. One of the best parts about the tournament, whether it's a conference tournament or the NCAA tournament, is when underdog takes down the big dog. And right now, those upsets can be even better because if your underdog bet wins, you're going to land even more with Profit Boost. This is your chance to ride, whether it's a long shot, a scrappy team, the underdog that just refuses to go away. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. This is the perfect time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you're going to get paid instantly. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day with a profit boost. Because after all, as we know, anything, and that means anything and everything, can happen in March. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Wager of at least a +100 odds required. Bonus issued is now a travel profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The audience loves them some Dean.
Oh, who doesn't?
They want a weekly segment.
Mean Dean.
Texter wanted to know if he was going to break out into a Hamilton song about the Redcoats.
That's where I lost it, obviously, when the Redcoats were coming, because I could see it when he talked about the attendance and they call them the Redcoats. I knew exactly where this was going. The Redcoats are coming.
So our version of Paul Revere, if you missed it, Odyssey Rewind, you won't want to miss it. We went away from the world of sports, but let's get back to it, John. The Tigers. The countdown is on, a little more than 2 weeks away, and there are three Tigers that you and I think many fans are circling, wondering, this is it for them, their last chance. Who are they?
Well, two of them because of their draft status and the expectations when they came to Detroit. Obviously, it's Casey Mize and Spencer Torkelson. And then there's a third that we have been talking about since he arrived in Detroit as a high-priced signing. That's Javi Baez. The surgery happened at the end of last year, and we've heard he's working his way back. We're hoping this helps him loosen up his hips defensively and offensively. I'm not sure how it's attached to his eyes in regards to the decisions of which pitches he swings at or not. And A.J. Hinch has talked about, he's working on plate discipline. Okay, who's not?
Right.
So the question is, I think we all believe that Javi Baez will be on the opening day roster, like it or not. The bigger question is Casey Mize and Spencer Torkelson. Casey Mize has looked good on the mound. And this is now 2 years removed from Tommy John surgery. Is he a part of the starting rotation? How much hope, dream, whatever it is that you want to say, do you have for Casey Mize? Same thing with Spencer Torkelson. How much belief do you have that he can be a part of this, a contributing part of this roster? And is he on it for opening day? And I think most people, as fans, would sit there and say, yes, we want the best. Mm-hmm. We want the best version of Casey Mize. We want the best version of Javi Baez, Spencer Torkelson. I was listening to Andy Dierks yesterday talk about Spencer Torkelson and how he has no idea if he's going to end up on the opening day roster or if he's going to start in AAA. But he did say, this is a make it or break it season for Spencer Torkelson. When you get an opportunity, and I think he's right, he will have an opportunity at some point to be on the big league roster because injuries happen. Rosters, you got to bring guys up just simply to have bats. When he gets his opportunity, he has to come through. So far in spring, I think he's batting just above .300. I think he's had about 23 at-bats, I don't think he batted yesterday. So there's about 23 at-bats. He's got three home runs. He's batting .304. It's a very small sample size.
Yeah.
And it's against spring training pitching.
It's always tough. Like, how big a deal to make of spring training? You prefer the guys hitting as opposed to not. What I mean? Like Jace Young has not had a great spring, and no one's burying him. But at the same time, you'd much rather be seeing the ball, hitting the ball. And for Torque, his OPS is over .900 in the spring. Mize, to me, is the one that stands out the most. 8 innings.
Yep.
He's given up less than a base runner an inning. He's got 10 strikeouts. And beyond just the numbers, because the numbers can, you can tell a story that way. What's more important is the velo's up, and the big thing with Mize is whether he can get swing and miss with the splitter. It's got downward action. He's able to throw it the same plane as the fastball, so hitters don't see it. It drops out. That's his out pitch. It's how he gets out of jams. It's how he gets strikeouts. It's what's unlocking him to being a bona fide starter. Not a one or a two. I think that's probably not going to be the case with him, but could he be the number four on this team? Yeah, I'm kind of pumped to see what Casey Mize does. Torque, I've got some questions.
Sure.
Baez, I think we all have our concerns. Those two, ironically, though, are more important because they're right-handed bats.
Right. And I think it really comes down to, for Mize and for Torkelson, is there still a measure of hope? Because a lot of people, and rightfully so, most people, I have as well. Nobody wants to see Javi Baez.
So have you written off all three No. One of the three, none of the, okay, none of them.
I've written off Javi Baez, okay. Even though he's the most likely of these three. Yeah. He's going to be on the roster.
I've written off two of the three. I don't think Torque's going to make it either. I hope I'm wrong about all three.
I honestly don't think he will. I still have hope that he does.
Okay.
Casey Mize is probably the one where you look at and you go, that's of the three, he's the most trustable.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if that's, you know, if, what does trustable mean?
Is trustable a word?
Trustable? Yeah.
Trustworthy?
Trustworthy. Maybe it's trustworthy. He's the most trustworthy. It could be.
We're going to be mixing in more baseball between now and opening day. AJ Hinch on the show tomorrow. It's right around the corner. Let's get to Heather's news.
Well, four Warren police officers are on leave after shooting and killing a man armed with an ice pick. So the shooting happened Monday night following a domestic disturbance at a home near 11 Mile Road and Van Dyke Avenue. A female called 911, reported that her boyfriend, this 41-year-old Warren man, was inside her house, possibly hiding under a bed, was threatening not only her, but also making threats to harm officers with a knife. He did flee on foot, but officers found him, caught up with him, ordered him to drop his weapon several times. He refused. Police did deploy a taser, which was ineffective. And when the man still refused to drop his weapon, he was shot by officers. The four officers involved in the shooting have been placed on administrative leave. That is policy. The incident remains under investigation. Now, the girlfriend who called 911 has spoken out, and she does think that her boyfriend would have gone after police if they hadn't have shot him, that he was that dangerous. Yeah. And officers say that he had several police contacts for domestic violence incidents, disorderly conduct, assaults on police officers, and had active warrants for his arrest at the time of his shooting.
Heather, this story makes a lot more sense now that you're describing it. You put it in your prep, four Warren police officers on leave after killing man with ice pick, which I thought was the officers killed the man via an ice pick.
Really poor
headline writing.
Yeah, really poor headline writing. But I was typing quick, you know, just... It does. It makes it sound like they killed. I don't. Not a funny
matter.
It's not
funny, but
that headline that I wrote.
This makes more sense.
Yes, it makes a lot more sense. Maintenance work on the Zilwaukee Bridge is about to begin, and that, of course, means closures and detours will also be on their way. So the southbound lanes of the bridge are closing in April. That's for stage one of maintenance, and that will, of course, disrupt traffic until November.
Oh, no. Going north and south in the summer? How dare they?
Then, once the southbound lane work is complete in June, work on the northbound will then begin. So there's going to be detours, of course. They say the entire $2.9 million project is expected to be completed in November of 2025. So... They're doing it. It needs to get done. It needs to be maintained.
Everywhere
it needs to stay safe. So everywhere you go, it's orange barrel season. You're everywhere. Everywhere. The Pontiac woman accused of abandoning her children and forcing them to live alone for years is now facing three counts of welfare fraud, one for each child. So Oakland County Prosecutor Kim McDonald announced the charges, or Karen McDonald, excuse me, announced the charges on Tuesday, alleging that this woman, Kelly Bryant, pocketed more than $29,000 in government aid that was meant to go towards the kids to help her raise these children. According to McDonald, there was an overpayment of $29,397 over a three-year span. And that's a three-year span. Those children were living in filth, in their own feces, sleeping on pizza boxes, receiving a meal a week.
Yeah, I saw one of the photos. I mean, it's just...
It's awful. She is currently still in jail on a $50,000 bond. She faces up to life in prison for all of the charges she is facing. One more. Billy Joel postponing his big Ford Field show with Stevie Nicks. So if you had tickets, you're going to have to hold on to them until November. He was supposed to perform on March 29th, but due to some unspecified medical conditions, some surgeries, he's putting his health first, and he will now perform on November 15th. Detroit is one of eight cities impacted by this postponement.
Heather with the news. Still to come on the show, Shaq dogging the Pistons. We have some audio. We'll get to construction wake-ups. How early are they working on this damn highway? And coming up next, the Lions, a lesson to be learned. It's 97.1.
Hey, if you don't like being in pictures, trust me, I get it. If you always find yourself maneuvering into the back of it or just saying, you know what, I prefer you don't take my picture, you need to get in touch with Ideal You. Happened to me, daughter sent me a picture. I didn't even recognize who it was. And then when I found out it was myself, I'm like, I got to do something. I called Ideal You, and I've been working with them for about 3 years now. If you want to find yourself up to 40 pounds lighter in the next 40 days, Ideal You works, and it works fast. You got to give yourself a chance. I lost actually 50 pounds in those 40 days. And if you book today, Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free. And when I got mine, I looked at it, and it told me how much fat mass, muscle mass, bone mass, water weight, all of the different things that are in your body. It tells you exactly what you have, and you can set your goals. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies. It works, and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days, and be happy taking those pictures again, especially as we approach the summer season. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis absolutely free. That's $150 value. That's idealyou.us.
John, we focus on our Lions and what's going to happen this week with free agency. Yeah. But we also keep an eye on the rest of the NFL, and the Niners in particular have drawn some attention.
They certainly have, and it's interesting because we kind of go through this every year. For last year was Buffalo, right? They had to let a whole bunch of individuals go because of salary cap considerations. And right now, I'm just going to give you a list of individuals that are no longer going to be playing for the San Francisco 49ers. Some of them names you'll know, some of them you won't. Deebo Samuel, traded. Kyle Juszczyk, released. Dre Greenlaw, Shavarius Ward. We're talking about very impactful players. Backup quarterback Josh Dobbs, Elijah Mitchell. There's a safety that they released. Leonard Floyd, Javon Hargrave, Aaron Banks, Jalen Moore, Malik Collins. And I don't think the list is done growing. They have only added one player in free agency. So now they're tasked with, how do we fit everybody under the salary cap? How do we go about creating a team that could still be competitive? And I think when we talk about windows opening and closing, for now their window is closed. They have a quarterback in Brock Purdy who's in the last year of his contract. They have to make a decision. Do we pay him as a starting quarterback who's, you know, taken us to all sorts of heights, hasn't been able to finish anything, but he's taken them there. And the 2025 cap space that they've been able to create in releasing and trading is $32 million.
Barely enough to fill out the roster.
Dead cap hit this year. They have the highest dead cap hit as it stands right now at $68 million. So the lesson is...
Tell us. What is the lesson?
You do have a certain window. And they're a team that has tried to shift in that window, add, subtract. The big addition that they've been able to add is Christian McCaffrey. They still have him. Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk, but they've talked about possibly trading him as well. And now, and obviously they still have Bosa.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be competitive this year?
No, look, they weren't last year. I don't think they're going to be this year. And then it's
Year with these guys on the roster, but they were...
My point is it's going the wrong way. And right. Trent Williams is likely gone sooner rather than later here. It's going south. And this is how it's supposed to go. You can't stay on top forever. The sport's designed to tear you down. Players get older. They get beat up. They get injured. Contracts get bigger. They get bloated. You can't keep them all. You don't pick in the top five. You pick at the end of the round. Like, it's designed to weigh you down. And they've done a really good job propping it up. They went to four NFC championship games in a five-year span, two of which they played in a Super Bowl. They nailed... whether you think Brock Purdy's great or not, that seventh-round pick, that's the ultimate win, is getting a quarterback that can play at least at that level out of the seventh. They did so many things well. They had all pros at all the critical positions, running the ball and defense and this scheme from Shanahan, and they won zero Super Bowls. The lesson is success is fleeting in the NFL. The lesson is you can think you're going to drag this out for 8-10 years. You're not. You're not. I know Brad Holmes is the greatest drafter since time started ticking. This is the reality check, right? That the Lions have a window here, and it may be a couple years longer because of Brad, but there is an end date to it.
Right, and so we have been discussing Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, Trey Hendrickson, like the all-in move. And when you look at what Philly did with the all-in move last year, it was Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
You look at the all-in move that San Francisco made during this run, it was Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. And so it's, while there is that all-in move, you're talking about a running back position that, and I don't know the exact details of McCaffrey's contract, but it, right around $20 million.
It's not a $40 million edge.
Right. and it's Saquon Barkley. While very impactful and historic season for Saquon Barkley, it was a $20 million investment. Not even that last year.
Not even on a per season basis. Yeah.
Right. And so you look at the way Brad has drafted and you listen to what he talks about. And when you hear Aiden Hutchins say, yeah, probably not, when it was in regards to Myles Garrett, you ask Brad Holmes at the combine about adding another impactful edge. And, you know, is it, can you add a Max or a Miles or a Trey? And he says, probably not. This is why. Now, can you have an all-in move? What is that all-in move for the Detroit Lions?
Well,
and some of it has been just simply signing their own guys. And I don't want to go down the road well, it's just draft, develop, resign. But he has done a tremendous job at that. And we went through the list yesterday of all the top five, top 10 guys at their position. There's 11 of them.
So
half the starting roster.
Yeah, it's a lot of really good football players. The Lions rosters, I mean, 1, 2, or 3 for the upcoming season. I understand that. How you interpret San Francisco, I think, is fascinating. Because we were huddled up pre-show, and I said, you know, I look at it as strike while the iron's hot. But I bet you there are some in the Lions fan base look at that and say, they got too big too fast. It's okay for Brad to kind of take his time strategically, draft and develop. And
I don't know.
People who say they want to avoid the dramatic drop-off that San Francisco's had. And Detroit may try to be, quote, more responsible to extend their window. I bet you there are Lions fans that look at it that way.
Okay, so yes, that they want to be responsible to extend their window. Mm-hmm. More bites at the apple.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know that they look at it and go, they got too big too fast. That's the only part I disagree with you. Because I'm
phrase
more
it differently.
On the,
my point is, like, they popped and then they came down hard. And I think for the Lions fans out there, they want this to drag on.
Right, they want more bites at the apple, and that's kind of where I'm at. I'm not saying I don't want an impactful move, but I also think that if you're able to extend that window, because winning a championship, you're going to need a little bit of measure of luck. You can't just have the most talented roster in the NFL. Last year, the Lions had, you know, arguably a top three roster. I mean, I'm sure it's arguable. I think they had a top three roster.
Yeah.
This year going into it, even if they, you know, it's a one-for-one swap, if that's how you're going to, you know, the Reed for Davis swap, if that's how you're taking that one, and I'm not just saying by health that they will be a Super Bowl contender, but they will be one of the top three rosters again. Now, there's other things that play into it. You got a new coordinator on both sides of the ball. You're going to have some different aspects of it, but I do think that they are measured. Mm-hmm. In how they're adding guys to this team. Brad Holmes has drafted tremendous. They've been able to develop players, and that's also going to change. Yep. You're going to have a whole lot of new position coaches. So if they can continue to draft, develop, and they're still going to have to pick and choose who they want to keep and who they let go, because you can't continue to pay all these top five, top 10 at their position as such.
We've given you what we are taking away from San Francisco, but open lines. Mm-hmm. What's the lesson you're taking away from San Francisco's decline here? The shutting of their window, the reset and the reboot that needs to take place in the Bay Area. They were the kings of the NFC. They were one of the best rosters in football for a 5-year span, and they went to NFC championship games in 4 of those 5 years. As it starts to come crumbling down, what lesson do you learn as a Lions fan so you avoid that or you make the most of it? It's 97-1.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.